Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our final episode of the Kosafa Show for 2024, an incredible year for the region that included a record 9 competitions staged across the various age groups, and also a record 7 nations qualifying for the Total Energies CAF Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2025. The incredible work and dedication from the entire Kosafa team to boost the growth and development of football in the region is bearing fruit, and the proof of that is in the results produced on the field of play. In this episode, we chat to Comores coach Stefano Cousin after he led the Indian Ocean Islands to the continental finals in Morocco that start in a little under a year. They continue to punch well above their weight. We also hear from Barbara Bunder, another great Kosafa success story, after she was named Women's Player of the Year at the recent CAF Awards. South Africa captain Ronwyn Williams collected the CAF Interclub Player of the Year and Goalkeeper of the Year at the same ceremony, and he also shares his reaction to those two accolades. Finally, we get the thoughts of Zambia coach Ian Bukala after he led his side to victory at the Total Energies CAF Under 17 Africa Cup of Nations Kosafa qualifier, and along with Angola, they reach the continental finals in Morocco next year. But first, we start with Italian coach Cousin, who now has World Cup qualification with Comores in his sights.
On a personal level, you began with probably one of the toughest jobs in Africa in South Sudan, and you get the job in Comores, which, if you look at resources, is not very easy either. What does it mean? What does it mean for you to make this jump and to qualify for the Cup of Nations?
I think in South Sudan it was very tough because there, you know, they don't have a lot of good professional players, and even they don't have a lot of budget for organizing football. In Comoros is much better because here the federation is they are at work, the government. They are helping a lot, and so is completely different. I am very happy. It's something unbelievable, even if we have really good players.
And did you expect it at all, coach? I mean, to beat Tunisia is unbelievably fantastic result.
Before the game, you cannot imagine to beat Tunisia. You prepare everything because in your mind you want to make result. But it's normal that it was 14 years that they didn't lose no one game at home. So it's an unbelievable result, and we are very happy for this.
And what has it done for the team in terms of belief and morale? Can you see it lift the players up, the result?
Look, the players, we are building the team. So normally it's difficult in the same time to building the team and to make result. But from the beginning of this mission, I was thinking that we have good mentality, the right plan, and even the very good players. So everything is possible.
Coach, how much reliance do you still have on the sort of the Marseille community? Is that where you're going to find the majority of your players?
All of them are Comorians. Of course, most of them, they grow in Europe. So this is a big advantage because they have a European background. Most of them, they play for France, a youth national team. So we are talking about quality players. They are not amateur players. So it's normal that we are building, and we have also others profile that we can... Because I'm working in two ways. First of all, to grow here in Comoros, the local league, making a course, training course for coaches and scouting players. In the same time, we are making scouting in Europe, especially in France, because we have most of them there.
And is there more to be found in France?
Most of them, they was in France before, yes.
But I mean, are there some more players to be discovered in France, or do you think you?
We have still we are at work. We have still others profile to bring.
And what are the chances for homegrown players to make the team sometime? Do you see some talent on the island to also come through?
It's a big step. It's a big step because, you know, some of our players, they are playing in France in Premier League in Netherlands. So it's a big step, yes. But always I bring two or three with the national team in order to grow the level.
And obviously then when you play in tournaments like Kosafa, you can use the local guys, huh?
Yeah, I know. Okay.
And coach, just in terms of World Cup qualifiers now, what are you hoping for next year?
Our target was to qualify for AFCON. Now we make our target come true. The World Cup is the dream. I mean, if it's happened, it's very difficult because the group, we have very strong teams. So it's very difficult it's happened because, I think in the history of football, no one time one nation with less than 1 million people, they go to the World Cup. But in any case, we will fight for our dream.
And I mean, you sit at the top of the log for the moment, so it's not impossible, eh?
Football is a sport for dreamer. So if you are not a dreamer, you cannot be a coach.
And for you personally, coach, the satisfaction, do you get a lot of satisfaction from working with a country like Comores? There's potential, but still very young in football.
I enjoy because me personally, when there is a place that we can building something, where there is a place that the people, they want to work, they want to grow, they want to improve, this is always something give me a big motivation. So I love my job and I love to work with Comoros national team.
And will there be expectation on you for Morocco for the Cup of Nations? Because when they were in Cameroon, they got to the last 16. Is that the expectation for you now?
As I said before, we must go step by step. First of all, we have 1 year to prepare the AFCON, and then the World Cup games will help us to make experience and to grow again. And then we will arrive in Morocco without expectation, but at the same time, we are not fear about no one team.
And I suppose that's the best place to be. Eh? There's no pressure, but at the same time, you have a good side.
Absolutely, because I know that we have already we beat Ghana, we beat Tunisia, we beat Cap Verde. So it means we can achieve something. So, but even if we must stay quiet and work, I think this is the secret. When you are young, it's important to work hard and to don't talk too much.
And the last thing I wanted to ask you, coach, do you think people fear you a lot now? Because I mean, when you play against Comores, if you are a big country, you have nothing to gain, really. People expect you to win, but you are playing a good side. There's a good chance you lose, and then you take a lot of pressure. Do you think that's a big advantage for you as well?
Maybe before, yes. Now I think something changed because, we were in the group stage with Madagascar, with Gambia. Gambia was a very strong team, with Tunisia, and we arrived on the top. So I am sure that the opponent, they cannot sous-system us now. They're going to take care about us, even if we are not a big name, but we are a big team in my opinion.
Barbara Bunda has had a sensational 12 months with the Orlando Pride and the Zambia national team and was deservedly named CAF Women's Player of the Year. Here is her reaction.
I feel great. It's something that I've been working for, and I've been working hard for it so that I can be here even today. Despite last time I came, I didn't make it, but this time around, I've made it, which makes me feel great and amazing. Well, I think the secret is just training hard and paying much attention to whatever you are doing. Yeah. Well, my advice to them is never to look down on themselves, but to keep on working hard, be determined, be disciplined, and hard work always pays off. Well, looking forward for it because I think every women's team now is so competitive, so we just get ready to fight each and every team.
Ronan Williams almost single-handedly took South Africa to the bronze medal at the Total Energies CAF Africa Cup of Nations in Côte d'Ivoire earlier this year with his shootout saves, and he's been honoured by CAF for that. Here is his reaction.
Yeah, it's an amazing achievement. I still get goosebumps just thinking about it. Such a surreal moment. Honestly speaking, I've never even dreamt about being part of the conversation, yet alone winning it. So yeah, it's a proud moment for me. It's a proud moment for my family and all my loved ones that's been there, through the journey with me, through the good and the bad times. And I'm just proud of myself for not giving up. When things were tough, I had to dig deep, I had to keep going. And today, I'm the champion in CAF and on the continent. So, yeah, proud moment. Yeah, it's years and years of experience, That's why they always say goalkeepers mature with age. You pick up trends, you get experience, and you get to the know-how, you know, to deal with situations. But I think the main thing of a goalkeeper is the mentality, you know, because if you make a mistake, it's in the back of the net, you know, whereas, you know, you have to save the 10 other players in front of you. And it's just for you to remain solid, remain strong and stay in the game, you know, as much as possible. And I've developed a strong mindset, you know, throughout my career. Over the last few years, it's become even stronger, you know, and I think that has helped me, you know, reach the level that I'm reaching at the moment. There's so much for us to play for. We've got the league, we've got the Champions League, you know, and, you know, that's the one that's missing now in our cabinet is the Champions League. We've come, you know, short the last few years, and hopefully this season we can go all the way. And with the national team, I mean, we've done amazing work, you know, over the last few years. At the most recent AFCON, we came third place, you know, and we've been consistent, you know. So going into 2025, going into Morocco AFCON, hopefully we can go a step further. But I think the main objective is to be at the World Cup 2026. Never give up. You know, sport in general won't always be, you know, a bed full of roses. You know, there'll be a lot of challenges. You know, God loves us all, you know, and everyone will get the chance to win. And when it's your time to suffer, suffer. But let that setback, you know, help you, you know, for even greater things to come. You just have to persevere, keep going, fight. And, you know, after rain, you know, the sun will come out again. After, you know, night, there's day again. So you just need to push through and never doubt yourself. Even though things are not going your way, never doubt yourself. Always believe in your abilities.
Zambia triumphed at the Total Energies CAF Under 17 Africa Cup of Nations CASAFA qualifiers. They made it a 1-2 with the boys and the girls teams both winning. Here is the reaction of their men's coach, Ian Bakala.
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to thank God. The credit goes to the players. I think they've worked extra hard. It wasn't an easy game, looking at the game Angola were playing. But yeah, I think overall, first half, well, when we scored, we relaxed a bit. And I saw the fatigue in the players, which I think until we conceded the goal. But I think when we went to the dressing room, when I saw how Angola was playing, I think I had to boost the morale in the dressing room. Yeah, we made the change, which I think boosted the guys. And the second half, I think we were on top of it.
Well, I think they've done well. The preparations, I think, were not that much. And I'm happy that we have challenged the trophy. It has gone back to our country, which is good. And looking from the first game we played, the boys, again, they did well. I think the preparations for the remaining games, again, it wasn't that much because we wanted them to recover, which I think when we came here, it looked good. Despite some, I think it's the first time playing international games, which I think it's a boost as well. But the overall tournament, I think I'm happy for the boys. Their fourth, it's like the game we played against South Africa. They came from behind. Today we scored first, and I think our plan was just to get the cup and defend it. Well, I think, I may say it was a 50-50. Angola also, they're playing good football. Despite South Africa was playing home, the support, I think, they look good. But overall, I think the game today was tough. Yeah, could see we created chances, missed the penalty. But I had faith that my striker is going to score because I know him. He's a fighter. But going forward, I think we just have to work more extra hard. I had confidence because we were champions. And I think any team wanted to beat us. But as a champion, no matter how they play, we just have to get the points and win the game. I think we mentored the boys very well for the 2 weeks we stayed in Zambia. I think they had nothing to lose. The mentor, I think it came to our side. Why? Because we knew that we were playing away. And the semi-finals, even if the tournament was far, we knew that we'll beat South Africa. So our target was to beat South Africa. And on that, we knew that South Africa, they play, but we were going to catch them on the counter-attack. I think for us, we worked on the fitness level of the players. We are not looking at how they're going to play passing football. Yes, it's developmental, but also on us, I think the fitness level helped us. And looking at the boys, I think they gelled well in this tournament. Even in the game, we looked a bit down, but they were able to come back because I think
on their fitness?
Oh, I think it's very important for us. If you have seen all national teams have qualified to the Africa Cup, we are the ones remaining. And for that, I think I had confidence that Zambia is going to qualify. From the beginning, when I saw the under-20 qualifying, I knew that where we are going, I mean, us, no matter what, we just have to qualify. Well, I think we just have to prepare well. It's a different problem once you go to the Africa Cup. I think Africa Cup, where we are meeting players who are coming from Europe. They are motivated. Us as Zambians, I think a lot of players, I think they are local. So we just have to work extra hard, I think, for us to compete well. Like you have seen, I think we've got, I think, four or five under-15s who are here, which is good, I think. Going forward until the national team, I think a lot of players, they started from the under-15s. And that is making Zambia, I think, do well at the moment. I think all developmental projects, I think, are working very well.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We wish all fans across Southern Africa a peaceful and restive festive season and a happy new year. We'll be back in 2025 with what promises to be another bumper and historic year for the region. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. And you can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.